people who know me locally here in North Bay will know that this is an issue that is top priority for me. It's something that I take personally, and it's probably the biggest motivator for me to get involved in this federal election, is this specific issue of housing, mental health, and addiction. It's a really serious problem in my community, and I've spoken to people all across the district, and it's an issue everywhere. And it was an issue before the pandemic, and the trend line on this has been bad for as long as the Liberals have been in power. And so we need a government that's going to not just talk and not just have fancy funding announcements and press conference, but is going to put bold action and bold government investments into this issue. So what the New Democrats want to do is address, you know, it's a complex issue, the issue of housing, but we're going to take a housing-first approach. We know that if people are going to stabilize their lives when they're in crisis, they need affordable housing and quality, safe housing. And the biggest issue that we have with that is the issue of supply. There just isn't enough supply of affordable housing in our district and even across the country. And so what we're doing mirrors exactly what the local experts in our own district have recommended we do, which is to build 500,000 affordable units across the country, a massive investment in public housing from coast to coast, and also to address housing, to speculation in the housing market. And so we have people from across the world who invest in Canadian real estate as a sort of a stock market in order to turn a profit rather than to produce any social value. And so we want to institute a 20% foreign real estate buyer's tax in order to address some of the speculative aspects in the housing market, which is going to drive down the prices. So that's the housing approach. And when it comes to the opioid overdose, that's a serious crisis in our district. It's a matter of life and death. It doesn't get any more serious than that. We have around 2 people in our district a week dying from opioid overdose. And so what we want to do as New Democrats is declare a national public health emergency in order to institute measures that are going to keep people alive so that we can get them into treatment and get them to stabilize their lives. And the other thing we want to do as far as mental health care is that we're going to expand Medicare to cover mental health for people who don't have mental health coverage now. That is a big factor that is contributing to the problem of chronic homelessness and instability in people's lives in our district. So that's going to be our approach, and we know that we are the government and the representatives who are going to be champions of this issue. This is something that we take very seriously and we place at the top of the priority list. And that's why I want to be elected, to join strong other Northern Ontario MPs like Charlie Angus, who's been talking about this for a long time, and Carol Hughes, so that we can have a strong NDP caucus to put the pressure on whoever forms the government.